If you're vaccinated and looking to travel, Croatia wants you. The land of beaches and castles is one of the first European countries to open its borders to vaccinated Americans. NPR's Rob Schmitz qualified for entry and sent us this postcard.
The Croatian immigration agent is not impressed with my flimsy paper CDC-issued vaccination card. It was filled out in blue cursive by a pharmacist at a Sam's Club in the U.S. more than a month ago, and it looks easy to forge. She's confused when I had my second dose. They write dates differently here.
In the United States, they do the month, day, and then the year. Yeah. No problem.
She shows the card to another agent. They snicker at how unprofessional it looks, and then she stamps my passport.
Thank you very much.
She's not the only one getting used to tourists again. In the coastal city of Split, among the catacombs underneath the ancient palace built for the Roman Emperor Diocletian, a soccer game is broadcast over a lonely transistor radio, one of the only signs of life. Before the pandemic, these catacombs were filled with thousands of tourists a day. But since the pandemic began, Yusuf Khan has sat here alone, surrounded by stone chalices, crucifixes, and other souvenirs nobody is buying.
I lost 90%
of your revenue.
Yes.
For 1 year and 3 months.
1 year and 3 months.
Khan, originally from Pakistan, has sold souvenirs at this stand for 20 years. Before the pandemic, he made around $500 a day. But today?
It's about $30.
The Croatian government has helped him with monthly payments, but even the Split Tourism Board director admits it's not enough. Joško Stella says what's worse is that in the year leading up to the pandemic, Croatia had more tourists than ever.
We were hoping for the 2020 to be the best year of all years because we have Americans coming back, we have UK coming back, we have Chinese coming on, we have Koreans coming on. I have been in New York Times Square travel show for 2 years in a row. Everybody was crazy about Croatia, and then, bam.
As a result, Split went from 18 million overnight stays to just 8 million in a single season. Nationwide, it was far worse, an 86% hit on overnight stays for a country that depends on tourism for more than a fifth of its GDP, the most tourism-reliant economy in Europe. Stella says opening the country to the vaccinated is a step in the right direction. He's crossing his fingers for better numbers this summer.
Because we can endure 1 year, we can endure 2.5 years, but three nobody can endure. It's crucial this summer because people will lose hope if this summer they don't go on vacation.
The few tourists who have made it here enjoy empty beaches and vacant Roman ruins. Yuri Merkulov and Karina Kumina are here on their honeymoon from Russia.
So it's very, very good time to be here, actually.
So you can take pictures of every place of interest you want, and there won't be any people there. And you can walk freely, and you can see the locals.
And locals now have their hometowns to themselves for the first time in years. Hundreds of miles down the coast, inside the ancient walled city of Dubrovnik, life has returned to a quiet pre-tourism existence. The narrow, winding alleys, typically filled with tourists this time of year, are empty, filled with the sounds of life. A child practicing the piano, a television left on, neighbors chatting. The ancient city wall perched atop the rocky shores of the Adriatic is usually a big draw here. In the high season, it's so packed that it sometimes takes tourists hours before they're allowed entrance to it.
Where's the gate? Okay, I'll wait for you.
Today, I see fewer than a dozen others in my two-hour walk along the wall, and when I'm ready to get off it, it's so empty that I need to find someone with keys to unlock a gate to let me back into the city.
You are from what country?
America.
It is on the city wall. It's maybe 5-6% of the normal season.
Yeah.
Tourists. It's not many tourists.
Two days ago, on the wall, it was 200 tickets.
And in 2019, he says, it was 5,000 a day. Back in Dubrovnik's old town, I order a coffee from Petra Arcegovic, whose surname is a tough one for me.
Arcegovic.
Very good.
Segovic. Okay, very good.
2-3 vodka and you will be fluent.
Yeah, right.
Before the pandemic, Arcegovic worked on one of the several cruise ships that arrived daily to the city, spilling out tourists into the old town. I ask her what the city felt like before the pandemic.
The city was overcrowded. The cruise ships are coming constantly every single day. The airport is very close by. Every 7 minutes, one plane was taking off, and every 10 minutes, one was landing.
And now, the plaza where we sit, typically filled with a dozen or more tour groups taking photos of the centuries-old church in front of us, has returned to Dubrovnik's residents, several of them children, playing a pickup game of soccer against the church wall. Archegovich, who grew up surrounded by tourists, says she's never seen local children play here before. She had only heard stories of it.
I remember my father telling me, like, and then my grandpa even showed me the old photos, and in front of this old church with him playing with other kids. So it was really weird that after so many years, I can see kids now. And it's a kind of nostalgic, and it's really nice to see them.
Though she says she can't wait for business to pick up. It soon will. Spurred by Croatia's opening up to Americans with vaccination cards, both United and Delta Airlines are opening direct flights to Dubrovnik starting in July. And Archegovic has been called by her cruise ship to return to work in September. In the meantime, Dubrovnik's residents are taking advantage of the empty city. And tonight they're putting on an outdoor concert underneath the stars. The Dubrovnik Symphony Orchestra has invited young musicians like this young opera singer from the local high school to perform with them. They typically perform in the Rector's Palace, a 15th century Gothic structure known for its superb acoustics, but not in the era of social distancing. Instead, they're in the square in front of the palace, watched by a few dozen well-dressed parents, their phones out, shooting video of their children performing with the orchestra. As they play, one of Dubrovnik's ubiquitous alley cats wanders underneath the French horn section, then the violins, before curling up around the leg of a cellist. Nobody in the audience seems to notice. The cats, after all, are local residents too, and for the moment, everyone here has their ancient walled city all to themselves. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Dubrovnik.